This is Scott Gettle. We are Quixie 98.3, your home for praise and shine. I'm just about ready to head out, but before I do, I want to leave you with a message about relaxing in the powerful arms of God. Let me start by some quotes from a movie. It's a Disney movie, Rescuers Down Under. A doctor crisply pronounces, "You must relax," attempting to treat the injured albatross Wilbur. Wilbur's a reluctant patient. Wilbur says, "Relax? I am relaxed." A clearly not relaxed, sarcastic response, of course, as his panic grows. Wilbur goes on to say, "If I were any more relaxed, I'd be dead." Can you relate to that? In light of the doctor's dubious methods, such as a chainsaw dubbed an epidermal tissue disruptor, Wilbur's misgivings seem justified. But the scene is funny because it captures how we tend to feel when we're panicking, whether or not what we're facing is actually life-threatening. We can feel terrified at times. And when we're given encouragement to relax, though we may not want to feel this way, we can feel ridiculous. We know we can feel life's terrors piling up around us. And when painful cords of death, as it's described in Psalm 116, verse 3, those cords of death tighten our stomach into knots, and believe me, I can relate. So much so that it felt at times like a red-hot cannonball in my stomach. For all of us, our instinct is to fight back and not to relax. And yet, more often than not, our panicked attempts to fight back only tighten anxiety's vice grip, leaving us crippled by fear. But, albeit reluctantly, if we allow ourselves to feel our pain, but lift it up to God, something surprising happens. That knot inside you can relax. And a peace we may not understand will rush through us. And as the Spirit's comforting presence surrounds us, we understand a bit more the truth at the heart of the gospel. We fight best when we surrender into the powerful arms of God. And that's found in Scripture, 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Whatever you're going through, and I do mean whatever, hand it over into the capable hands of Jesus. God surrounds us. God helps us surrender our desperate attempts at control and to let go of the burdens we're not meant to bear to find rest in His grace and goodness. Again, thank you for joining us this morning for Praise and Shine on Quixie 98.3. Be blessed. Have a great day. Take care.